Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Ian. 7:10, quickly to John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm okay, sir. How's everything at Second Harvest, and how big is the demand at this time of year?
Well, during the holidays, you know, we have a lot of demand for food. I mean, as we do throughout the year, as I've mentioned to you before, we're experiencing a food shortage that is being driven primarily by more people who are experiencing food insecurity in our service area, more than 436,000, and we're getting less USDA support. The less support this year is really equating to a little under 5 million meals worth of food that we're not getting. And so we need community support more than ever through financial donations, food donations. We're also ramping up our food rescue program, where we're going to retailers, manufacturers, as well as distributors to develop partnerships so we can get more food from them.
You know, I phrased that wrong, John, because I made it seem as though the demand was higher during the holidays, when I don't know that it necessarily is. You could tell me that, but I think people get more concerned during the holidays, but the demand is year-round. That's the point, is it not?
Well, the demand is year-round. What happens during the holidays is a lot of the celebrations that happen during the holidays are around the dinner table and food, and so it kind of brings it. Not kind of, but it does bring the attention to, do we have enough to eat? And so that's really why we talk about food insecurity throughout the year, but also focusing in on the holidays. We are doing a number of distributions and partnership with partners who want to give back during the holidays. And so we're doing distributions throughout our service area. We did one yesterday in Cameron Parish. We're going to be doing one in the lower ninth ward this weekend, and then even next Tuesday we're going to be doing one in the Desire neighborhood as well.
What happened to the USDA support, John?
Well, it was due to federal policy changes that happened at the beginning of the year, and it means that Second Harvest, along with the other food banks throughout the nation, they're just getting less USDA support. They're not getting as much food. There's one of the programs is called Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program. That is food that's distributed by the USDA to us, and then we push it out to our pantry partners. We're just not getting as much of it.
If somebody wants to get involved, John, how can they help?
They can go to no-hunger.org, where they can make a gift, where we will use that money to either purchase or distribute the food that we already have to our pantry partners. They can also donate food, or they can find out how to volunteer.
Due to economies of scale, is it better to donate cash than it is food?
Thank you for asking that, because yes, it is, because we can buy food at below wholesale prices. We get deals, And that's how we can really ramp up the scale. And so that's how we're helping our partners who otherwise have to turn and you know, you're talking about a small church pantry that they're going to have to buy food out of their own pocket, but we're able to distribute that food to them so they don't have to pay, so they can help more people in their community. And so that means that if you give us cash, we turn it into purchased food and we send it out to those pantries.
We have to run, but I do want to bring this up since you said church pantry. The Archbishop was in court yesterday. The new Archbishop will be in court today. Not a cent of money has been sent from Second Harvest to have that has anything to do with that settlement, correct?
Not a cent.
Thank
Not
you, sir.
Not a cent.
Just wanted to clear that up. Thank you. And nor will it be. So your donations are going to go
nor
to feed hungry people. Thank you.
Absolutely.
John Sillage, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll talk about Friday Night Lights, high school football playoffs with Ian Ozan when we come back. Coming up on 7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Here we are, Tommy Tucker, WWL 717, joined by Ian Ozan. Week 12, WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight, 7 to 10:30. Getting to be that time of year, Ian Ozan?
Yeah, it is. Regional playoffs tonight, quarterfinals next week, semifinals in 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, we'll be in the Superdome.
Tell me what's going on tonight.
So the big game tonight, the one Coach Lou and I will be at, is the Division I Select matchup, John Curtis against St. Thomas More. This game's intriguing for several reasons, Tommy. First, It pits the two winningest head coaches in Louisiana high school football history against each other. JT Curtis is number one, and depending on what numbers you go with, he's the winningest football coach in the history of United States high school football. Jim Hightower, not too far behind him. What's more is that these two teams and these two coaches haven't faced each other in 28 years. 1997
really?
Playoffs is the last time these two teams met on the gridiron. St. Thomas More has an idea, though, of what John Curtis is going to bring to the table, and that's because STM plays against Acadiana on an annual basis. Acadiana runs a veer offense similar to what John Curtis runs, but John Curtis likes to throw the ball a little bit more than Acadiana does. So the million-dollar question is, will St. Thomas More's offense get off to a slow start like they did earlier this year, or are they going to keep that rhythm they've had over the last 7-8 games and bring John Curtis the biggest challenge they've had really and truly since the St. Aug game a few weeks ago? But John Curtis loves that ground and pound. They love to run the clock. They like ball possession and controlling the clock. If they can hold on to the ball and keep St. Thomas More's offense off the field, they're going to have a good shot of winning the game tonight. This is a coin flip game. If you're in the area, get to the Shrine on Airline and watch it. This will be one of the better games happening in the state this week.
Tell me about the St. Thomas More offense. What are they like?
St. Thomas More likes to spread the ball around. Jim Hightower is a coach who has evolved as the game has evolved around him. They throw the ball. They're a younger offense this year. They had a ton of players over the last 2 years who graduated and moved out. So a new generation of Cougars have come in and they've made this team their own. Very athletic, they're very fast, but still rough around the edges. They started 0-3 this season. They've won their last 8, including last week's bi-district playoff game. So St. Thomas More has some momentum. John Curtis has to find a way to stop that momentum tonight.
And speaking of Acadiana, St. Aug has their work cut out for them tonight.
Yeah, they do. The Wrecking Rams bring that veer machine offense to New Orleans to play St. Aug at Tad Gormley Stadium this evening. Head coach Doug Dotson, who, by the way, is the son of Bill Dotson, who was the coach forever at Acadiana. He's in his first season with the Wrecking Rams. They got off to an 0-3 start themselves, losing to St. Thomas More in that run, but they've rattled off 7 straight to win the district title. They won last week, and now they play a Purple Knight team that's been dominant. The only team that stood in their way this year was Etna Carr, and we all know what Etna Carr can do. Acadiana is passing the ball much more than they traditionally do. This is a team that used to never pass the ball in a game. This year, they're more balanced, about 50-50. If the Purple Knights defense can do what they've done and average about 21 points given up per game, this should be an easy game for them. But don't count the Wrecking Rams out. This is a sneaky good team. They're young, but they're well-coached, and they have momentum on their side.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up with Rummel when we come back. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, 7:26. Time is short. The list is long. Rommel, Carr, Jesuit, Shaw, Brother Martin, Mandeville, St. Paul's, Bell Chase, you name it. The stage is Ian Ozan. Tell us about those Friday night lights.
Absolutely. And tonight, we've got a lot of games in the local area we're paying attention to. St. Paul's is on the road at Evangel. This is going to be an even matchup. Brother Martin goes to Alexandria. Bonneville, their magical run probably comes to an end tonight in Lafayette when they play Turlings. But it's been a good run for them. Bonneville, expect them to be hot next year as well. By the way, if Rummel and St. Aug win tonight, they'll play each other next week. So do keep that in mind.
Okay.
Destrehan host Ouachita Parish tonight. Hanville on the road to play Parkway. That's in Bossier City, for those of you keeping score at home. Mandeville traveling to Monroe to play Neville. That game might be one of the upset specials of the night. Mandeville might hang or possibly upset Neville. This is a more even matchup than that 2-18 matchup indicates.
Okay.
St. Charles hosts Northside of Lafayette tonight in Division II Select. Also in that division, E.D. White hosting St. Michael of Baton Rouge. Archbishop Shaw hosts Haynes Academy. Vanderbilt hosting Carver. And JFK goes to Madison Prep in Baton Rouge. That more than likely is going to be a track meet. You may see a basketball score there tonight.
Wow.
In Division II Non-Select, Lakeshore hosts last year state champion Cecilia. Brent Endes, the head coach Lakeshore, knows Cecilia well. He coached in that part of the state for forever and a day. Fun matchup. Both teams like to play in the trenches and like to run the ball a lot. Belchase hosting the state champion from 2 years ago, Opelousas. Franklinton hosts Jennings in an 8-9 matchup. Lutcher travels to Franklin Parish. Division 3 Select, Northlake Christian, their toughest test of the year. They get Dunham, who may have pound for pound the best quarterback in the state, in Elijah Haven. Newman gets Holy Savior Menard from Alexandria. The winners of those two games play next week. Jules Sumner, they'll probably slaughter Community Charter. Jules Sumner should run over them. That probably will be a running clock. Country Day goes to Shreveport to play Calvary. Amite goes to Lafayette Renaissance Charter. Lafayette Renaissance Charter has a high seed. Amite should beat them only because of the experience factor and strength of schedule. And De La Salle, they go to Notre Dame and Crowley. If De La Salle pulls off a victory, that would be the perfect definition of an upset. Division 3 non-select, St. James hosts Manny. That probably will be a bloodbath. St. James, they had a running clock before halftime last week. I expect the same this week. Delta Charter in Division 4 Select, they're going to come from Faraday back to the New Orleans area. They beat St. Martin's Episcopal last week. They'll play Riverside this week. Now, Riverside's been off for 2 weeks. They had a bye last week. They had a forfeit the week before. So I'm wondering how that's going to impact them, but I'm still expecting Riverside to win this comfortably. And Kentwood goes to Youngsville to play Ascension Episcopal. Ascension Episcopal has the high seed here. This is an upset in the making, though, because Kentwood is more experienced. I think they have more size than Ascension Episcopal does, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Kangaroos go into Youngsville, pull off the upset, and come back to the North Shore playing in the quarterfinals next week.
I know you're an official. For those that don't know what a running clock is.
Yeah, for a running clock, this was instituted about 3-4 years ago in Louisiana. When a team gets a 42-point advantage, the clock runs any time the ball is in play, from the kickoff after the preceding score to the end of the game. The clock continues to run unless there's a timeout or an official stoppage on the field. And even if the trailing team comes within 42 points of the lead, the clock still runs. So once that happens, game's in quick and teams are put out of their misery relatively quickly.
All right, Ian, we'll be listening tonight. You and Lou Valden, my former classmate, do a great job with the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Manning Family Children's All-State. No, I can't say that right. Manning's Family Children Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper. It's All-State for so long, that's why I say that. 747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Rain on and off today, but not a washout or anything like that. Just enough, really, to get the car dirty. David Beard joins us, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. ICE is, or Border Patrol, is getting ready to start their operation here. They said they're going to arrest 5,000 people. I don't know where that number came from. If it's supposed to be 10,000, then it should be that. If it's supposed to be 500, then it should be that. I don't know how they came upon an even number of 5,000. David Beard, tell me what's been... Good morning, first of all, to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Tell me what's been going on in Chicago and, as far as we know, Charlotte. Do we know anything about Charlotte yet?
Only very preliminary, estimates on the number of people arrested, a few hundred. In Chicago, it was a couple thousand. I don't know where they're getting 5,000. In New Orleans, they'd be overachieving there. Perhaps they have more agents there just because, you know, there's a big port there and there's some other people that they could pull into some of these operations. But yeah, I mean, what we're seeing in Chicago, and similar to LA, these operations are not targeted. They're street level, people want to call it racial profiling. It's profiling of some kind, whether it's racial or not. That's subjective, but they're going down the street. They're interviewing people. They're asking for documents. They're stopping cars. And it's producing arrests, but not many deportations because the people they're arresting haven't gone through the court process. So most of the people are, you know, either sitting in detention centers right now or they've been already released because, you know, the detention centers are full. They know they're not going to be able to deport them for a while because they're getting attorneys and they're presenting their cases. And if you look at the numbers, only 2.6% of the people they arrested in Chicago had a criminal record. So it's not targeted toward the worst of the worst or the gangbangers. And so I would say it hasn't been the best use of resources in this effort for deportation. There are a lot of people, you have to understand that there are a lot of people who do have criminal records who are out there, but they require more resources to go track them down, actually, you know, figure out where they are, use some intelligence to get to them. And right now that is being diverted toward these kind of sweeps at car washes and Home Depot and everything else.
You know, somebody texted in, I don't know what is your uproar on this Border Patrol situation. Bottom line, if you're here illegally, you have nothing to worry about. I don't have an uproar about it. My problem is I don't want you to pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. If, again, where does this number 5,000 come from? If who are we trying to get? And again, it goes to the efficacy of the operation, because if we're doing the old Fred Flintstone thing where the detention centers are full, so we're arresting them and letting them loose, then it seems like you could keep doing this forever and ever, right? Lather, rinse, repeat?
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, there's two different ways to measure the effect of this, right? I mean, one is the number of arrests, and really the number of deportations is the better measure there. And so because they're not targeting the people who have removal orders, the people who have criminal records who can, you know, be expedited through the process, you end up with a lot of people who don't end up being deported. And the other part of this, of course, is that because they're not targeting specific individuals who they know are here in the country illegally, they're wasting huge amounts of time with people who are here legally, who are American citizens.
So
you can absolutely make a connection between the amount of resources that they're spending trying to vet, you know, just random people on the street, everyone at a construction site, versus going and finding the people who have criminal records who we're most concerned about. It doesn't matter. You might want every single person deported who's here illegally, but you should really start with the people who are posing a threat to others.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. 7:51, we're talking to David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. People that are very passionate about this, one or two people keep texting in repeatedly, and I'm not against people being deported at all. I'm against theater that waste resources when they should be targeting the people that are under a removal order, as David Beard just said, and they aren't. So we got this repeating thing going in where, just like when you arrest somebody when they come into the country, you detain them, then you let them go. It seems like that's what's happening here. If the detention centers are full, then you're arresting them and you're letting them go. Well, guess what? You could have the same theater tomorrow. You can go out and arrest them again and detain them for a second, and then they'll go again, like I said, like Fred Flintstone putting a cat out. 7:52, 8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 9:57 to half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, talking about the immigration raids that have happened in Los Angeles and Chicago and Charlotte and getting ready to start here. Tell me about these people that are under a removal order and how they're not being targeted, and how would Border Patrol go about finding out who they are and targeting them?
Yeah, I mean, you got over 200,000 individuals with removal orders who can be removed
immediately. What is a removal order, David? Tell me what that is.
A removal order is something issued by an immigration judge who says, yes, you're in the country illegally. There's no recourse for you. You don't have any way to stay legally. You got to go. And if Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't immediately remove them, then they can hang out in the system. If they didn't attend the court hearing, then there was no way to arrest them in the first place. So there are a lot of people out there like that. And then in addition to them, there's about 500,000 individuals with criminal records who can also be expedited through that court process as a result of that criminal record. So you can have a process to get those people out very quickly. For people without criminal records who you don't even know, okay, there's nothing on the books about them, there's no removal order, it takes much longer and results in people being released.
But still, over 200,000 can be removed immediately because they're under removal orders. They're talking about 5,000 here, 600 detained by ICE in Chicago, only 16 have criminal histories. It seems as though, and I'm not trying to demean anybody here, but it seems as though we got a lot of theater going here and we're not actually getting results. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're making a lot of arrests, but not accomplishing much in terms of the deportation campaign or in terms of public safety.
Do you want people that are under removal orders to be here in the country, David?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, people should have an opportunity to immigrate legally. So if they go home and they're married to a U.S. citizen and there's some reason for them to come back, yeah, we should welcome them back.
Right, but I'm saying if they're under the deportation order, well, then those are the people that should be deported and removed, not the people that you just want to go out and
absolutely. Legally, they should be deported.
We'll be
the
back.
Reality is there's a lot of people out there with criminal records who are higher priorities.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.